Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, anti-racism training for all students, as well as Gardaí and all public servants. That's just one of the 130 recommendations in a report out today entitled Developing a National Action Plan Against Racism. It comes from the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission, and their Chief Commissioner, Sinead Gibney, joins me now in studio. Sinead, you're very welcome to the programme, and thank you very much indeed for joining us. It's a wide-ranging report with a comprehensive set of recommendations, but we might start with an Gardaí Síochána, because you make recommendations in relation to those as well. Mm-hmm. What evidence is there that there needs to be anti-racism training there?
We have consultations ongoing with various groups, and we have heard from some of those groups that there are concerns around racial profiling, over-policing, under-policing. I mean, I'd like to say that I think we're very lucky in Ireland to have a police force that's rooted in the community that they serve. And while many of us have a very positive experience with the Irish on Garda Síochána, that isn't the case for all communities. And in our role as the National Human Rights Institution in this country, we need to listen to the experience of those communities who are marginalised, newer communities, emerging communities and changing communities.
And what groups do you mean then when you say you have ongoing dialogue?
Well, for example, with the traveller community, with young black Irish, and those are some of the groups who I have spoken to directly who've expressed concerns over their relationships with Garda Síochána.
And, in writing this report, you've spoken with those groups. Did you seek a response from Garda Síochána?
We speak with those groups in an ongoing basis, so that wasn't necessarily in relation to informing this report specifically. Mm-hmm. Those are just engagements that we do all the time. Participation is a principle of both human rights and equality, of course. We also have ongoing engagement with Garda Síochána. So, for example, some of our staff work with them on their equality and inclusion strategies. They have an internal one and an external one. We have been in contact with the Garda Commissioner to push for better disaggregated data. And that's really our main message here, is that until we have good, solid, disaggregated data that tells us how Garda Síochána are interacting with the Irish population, right down to the ethnic details of those people, we can't ascertain whether or not there is an issue.
So basically you have an ongoing dialogue with various groups or sectors of society. You bring those complaints to Garda Síochána, and is it the fact that they say, look, we don't really know, we don't have the data to stand up or reject those reports?
Exactly, yeah. And they must collect that data, and we're not alone in asking for it. The Oireachtas is calling for it, the policing authority, the CSO.
Okay, in relation to Garda Síochána as well, they say they have actively tried to recruit members from across society, various ethnic backgrounds, but by 2018, only 0.4% of the force, that's I think one Garda in every 240, mm-hmm. was from an ethnic minority. How do you explain this?
Explain the small number.
Yeah.
I think this is an ongoing piece of work for the guards. I think they're continuing to work on it. I think that figure has improved since 2018. But it's part of the whole issue, I suppose, in how they engage with communities. If there isn't trust with communities, people aren't going to come forward and join and become members of Garda Síochána. And really, our recommendations, you could group them under these three pillars around representation, trust and accountability. Any good police service is going to represent the community which it serves, but it means nothing unless there's also trust between those communities, all different communities that exist in Ireland, and the police force, and then also accountability, and that's where our data comes in.
Is there a lack of trust in Garda Síochána?
In certain communities, yes, I believe there is, and that's the consultation evidence that we're getting. We need data to back it up, though, okay. And we need to be able to analyse it as the state's human rights institution.
You identify in the report as well that a lot of racist speech occurs online. Now, that's very difficult to police. It's very difficult to know whether it comes from Ireland or not at all, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a thorny issue. It's a difficult one. We recently contributed to the Online Media and Safety Regulations Bill, and the new media commissioner will be dealing with this largely, but there are plenty of actors, if you like, who have a space to play in this. But it really is, I mean, we released this report this morning. My Twitter feed is a dumpster, I mean, right now, because I just, anytime we comment on race, I get attacked. And I only get a glimpse of it compared to representatives of different communities who are advocating on behalf of their communities and fighting for equality and to combat discrimination. Mm-hmm. So it really is a huge issue, and all of these groups have a part to play in it, including the tech platform.
Okay, so you say you would love far more specific data in relation to Garda Síochána. What about schools and our schooling system? Is there systemic racism? racism or significant racism in the schooling system here?
Well, our recommendations as it relates to education, firstly, we're directing the plan and the anti-racism committee to engage with the Department of Education to understand how their admissions policies are impacting on access to education and equality for access to education. And that's really important. Again, we have our concerns around, for example, how admissions policies where siblings or parents' connections are prioritised. If you're from a community who haven't been in Ireland, then obviously you're disadvantaged. If you're from a community who don't have a high rate of ongoing education, you're also potentially discriminated here. So these recommendations are really about pushing the Department of Education to quantify that more clearly and then to implement and mitigate against it.
So what are you recommending specifically then?
That the Department of Education measure how schools' admissions are impacting on the equality of access to education.
Which isn't happening right now, you say.
No.
So how is this affecting the likes of the groups you mentioned beforehand, the Travellers, the Roma communities in Ireland,
and others? And others indeed. And I mean, we've seen big cases around this. Indeed, we were engaged in, we were involved in the Stokes case, which unfortunately was, that decision was overturned as an indirect discrimination case. But these groups, we know that their experience is one of a concern when it comes to access to education. And this is really, I suppose, where it comes down to it is, you know, I suppose for members of, you know, the white Irish community, if you like, we understand racism differently to people who experience it on a daily basis. And when my access to education, to employment, to housing, to appropriate healthcare are all impacted by the colour of my skin or by the tone of my voice or whatever it might be, that's an accumulative disadvantage that builds up over my lifetime. And that's what we're trying to combat here. And that's why we've put forward such a comprehensive set of recommendations.
That is indeed pervasive and fundamental in many ways that a person would grow or develop in a country. So, and you say you want to see sanctions in to combat racism in Ireland. How would that work?
Well, what we've particularly focused on in this report is around implementation and monitoring. And I mean, when I speak to these groups, what I'm hearing loud and clear is the frustration and absolute exasperation that report after report is being published and little action is coming through. So what we're looking for here is good metrics, good targets, monitoring of those targets that is done outside of anybody that is accountable for them, that is done with the participation of those who are affected by these issues. And then following on from that, sanctions which can actually hold them to account. And that's not new. We've done this before, where we've recommended that, for example, local authorities who don't fully draw down their funding for traveller-specific accommodation should be sanctioned. And similarly now with this set of recommendations, we're directing this committee to other areas where we feel sanctions could be helpful for them.
Mm-hmm. And who'd police this?
And
what type of sanctions are we talking about here?
So some of the examples are around the... For example, in the media space, where the any media regulator could be charged with putting in place dissuasive sanctions around preventing hate speech. Mm-hmm. So the Anti-Racism Committee is a part of the Department of Equality. So they are the group who would design the mechanisms, if you like, about it and who's going to be, you know, monitoring it and so on. But what we're suggesting here and what we're putting forward is that really, if we want to see action happen, it's not enough to set targets, because unfortunately, those targets keep on being failed to being met. So we really need.
And who has to do the running on this then? You mentioned the committee, but is there any government minister that you would finger and say that department has to take charge of this?
No, I think it's across the whole public sector, and our recommendations are wide ranging across the public sector. All ministers, all departments, all state agencies, and indeed Irish society has to get behind this. It's a decision we can make to be anti-racist, not just to not tolerate racism, but actually be proactively anti-racist and build that into the culture of our state and society.
Okay, I'd love to know what people think. 51551 on being proactively inclusive, I think, as you put it, if I can paraphrase. Sinead Gibney, Chief Commissioner of the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you.